Good morning. How are you all today? You doing pretty good? Good. Some of you look a little sunburnt. That's okay. You lost your tooth. Well, I'm sorry about that, but I bet there'll be one coming in not far behind it. There you go. Then the tooth fairy comes. I'll tell you a story about that one time. The tooth fairy forgot to come. Well, that's fine. I have a question for you, though. The tooth fairy, whatever. I don't know. I won't go with the tooth fairy. Don't ask my kids that. Okay. Now listen, I have a question for you. Today's texts are all about being rich and poor, so I have a question for you. How would you be able to tell if someone is rich? Yes. They might have nice clothes on. They what? They party every night. You've been watching Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, haven't you? And they have lots of money. How else would you know they were rich? Okay. You're so rich. I'm going to start calling you Lindsay. Okay. Yeah. We kind of think we know what it means to be rich. What else? Oh, see, now you always get to the end of my sermon before I get there. All right. Well, how do we know if somebody's poor? Yes. They have not that nice of clothes. Tattered. So far I qualify, yeah? They don't have a really nice home. So it seems, does it look like maybe it's sort of obvious to be able to tell if somebody's rich or poor? Not so much. Today's story is about a guy named Lazarus. Can you say that name? Lazarus. Lazarus is there, stuck at the gate of a rich man whose name was... We have no idea. We don't know what his name is. We just know the poor guy's name. And he longs to eat from the table of the rich man. And they both die. Okay? They both die. And guess what happens? What happens to the rich man when he dies? He goes down, down, down the ring of fire. Johnny Cash. Right? And where does the rich man go? Where does the poor man go? No, to the bosom of Abraham. I love that. He goes to the bosom of Abraham where he finds comfort. Do you think the rich man's comfortable?
No.
Why not? He went down, not up. We got to work on this bi-directional theology. All right? Here's what happens. You would think from the story then, being rich is... kind of bad, right? You know, if you're rich, you get everything, and if you're poor, that must be good. Not so much. Isn't it great that the Bible is so difficult? Here's what really happens in the story. What happens is that the rich man can't see Lazarus. He doesn't know, he doesn't want to help Lazarus. Every day he goes through that gate, and even though he has all that he needs, more than he needs to be comfortable, he just keeps passing by Lazarus. Later on, he sees Lazarus there in the comfort of the bosom of Abraham, and he says, Lazarus, it's hot. Could you just bring me some water? Just a little bit of water? Well, who's longing for something now? The rich man. He wants it so bad. And what does Abraham say? Sorry. You called the wrong number. Can't help you. You should have known, he says. You should have known that you could help Lazarus. I think it's a really exciting story because one of the things that it...
Mom,
I must meet your teacher. But here's the deal. All of you also have gifts. You're also rich because, I think you said it earlier, we're rich in God's love. So this morning when I was talking to the kids, you know what happened? Hunter figured out that he was rich. And you know what he did? He gave me a penny. He gave me a penny, and I would bet that that was all that he had. He gave me a penny. And you know what happened to me? I felt rich. Not because he'd given me a bunch of money, but because he gave anything. He said, here, Pastor, you can have this. And I thought, we could all do that, couldn't we? If we see somebody who's hungry, what could we do? We could give them some food. If we find somebody that doesn't have a house, how can we help? We can help support things that give them a house. You see, we have... God says, well, you could... That's a problem too, but we'll talk about that later. The neat thing that he does is that Abraham helps the rich man and us see that we have enough and that we can share. So it isn't bad to be rich or bad to be poor or good to be rich or good to be poor. It's that we have the ability that we're able to give and share what we have with others. And that's how God blesses us. So we thank you all because you're all wealthy enough and rich enough to share. And guess who's going to get the greatest gift out of sharing? It'll be you. It's wonderful. So thank you all, and you can all go back to your places.